Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Dave Anderson's here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's our buddy, a 10-year member of our, actually 15-year member of our Brain Trust, I should say. Unstoppable is his new book, which I encourage you to check out, along with all the other many, a couple of dozen at least books that he's written over the years. Dave, thanks again for being here. We're talking about tough love for people who don't quite get it. One of the things that we've talked about on the show before, and we'd like to get your perspective on this. Tough love applied to a baby boomer when he or she was 25 or 30 was a different conversation than tough love applied to a millennial 25 or 30 year old. I have found. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it's very true. I think there's some common things that you need to rally around. First of all, again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. Don't talk down to people.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with people, especially young people. They're very sensitive, that feel like they're being lectured to or talked down to, or that you're coming off like their mom or dad. Secondly, do you have a relationship with that person? It's really hard to get through to someone if you don't understand what makes them tick. So often with a millennial, if we're a baby boomer, it's like, I don't get these people. I don't know why they do what they do. And we're not even trying to get them. We're not looking for that common ground to build a relationship with. And if you have a strong relationship with somebody, it's much easier to have a tough love conversation with them. But if the extent of your interaction with them is just strictly transactional.
Right.
If you don't really get into, you know, knowing what they're about, where they want to go, their strengths, their motivational triggers, and so forth, you can't move people if you don't know people.
Right.
And you can't know people if you don't spend some time with people. And so I found 75% of my workforce is millennial.
Yep.
And they appreciate clarity. All right. They know where I stand and they know where they stand. For instance, you know, with the web surfing and the texting and all the things people like to do at work. I'm a big believer that one of the big problems today is people don't work at work.
That's right.
Okay. They come in, they clock in, they sit down, they eat breakfast.
Right.
Okay. That's not working at work. I'm not paying you to eat. So people understand you eat.
It's kind of hard to be urgent. Kind of hard to be urgent for me when you're eating your breakfast.
I'm paying them to eat their bagel, and they're eating it really slow. It's like, this is crazy. And so we don't have that issue, but the surfing, in the state of California, we have this law where you are required to give 2 10-minute rest periods during the day. Now, I don't know what we're resting from. We're not digging ditches. We're in an office all day. But I've decided to take that crazy law and make the best of it. So during those 2 10-minute rest periods, that's when you can turn your phone on. That's when you can check your phone,
Dave,
and your Twitter,
Dave,
and your
Dave,
text.
Dave. Now, Dave, look, I love you, but I think you're fooling yourself if you think that's when they turn the phone on.
Oh, no, that's when they turn the phone on.
Oh, you guys are tough.
Into the bathroom with them.
You're tough.
No, listen, we pay 100% of their benefits. They work 39 hours a week. We create an immense, great culture. They
Good
have
for
huge
you.
Offices.
You got to back it up with value. You got to back your work values up with values, with human values, don't you?
I give a lot. I expect a lot.
Yeah,
I
like
And they
that.
Understand that.
I like that.
I give a lot and I expect a lot, and I understand that. Now, they can be taking the phone into the restroom with them, and I don't know what they're doing in there. I don't make them lock up the phone. If I have an employee that I feel has to lock up the phone,
they
shouldn't be working.
They got to go. That's right. Well, and I agree with you. And you know, I think we're pretty benevolent around here. Anybody ever get sick around here, we pay them like they showed up, you know. And I think you got to back up. I like the way you're thinking here. You got to back up your business values and expectations with human values. But the one thing about it, and I'd just like to encourage millennials to do this. When you're the recipient of some tough love or any kind of instructions or corrections or whatever it may be, give the person doing talking to you, make them feel like they're getting through to you. Because that's one of the issues I have, Dave, is they sometimes act like they can't wait to get out. They can't wait to get away. And I want to feel like I'm getting through. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. And again, your ability to get through is going to have an awful lot to do with how you presented in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dramatic, if you bring up their 10 past unrelated offenses and you pile on and you take the focus off the issue you're dealing with now, you're making it harder to get through.
Of course, you make it simple. Okay, George, that's strike three. You're out. I love it.
Hey, Dave, I like simple, Jim.
LearnToLead.com is the website. Hey, Dave, will you come back again real soon?
All the time. I appreciate you very much, Jim. Merry Christmas.
We love having you on the show. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Dave joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.